So, just real quick, I'd like us to go through some of the things we didn't pick and why. And I will start. I had Pirates on my list. And again, I would have picked it if it was the Disneyland version. The Tiki Room.
Yes, I had that on my list.
It if it was Disneyland.
Well, I would have picked it if it was two versions back.
Before the fire.
When they hadn't pulled out the fountain and all that stuff, you know?
The fountain, I didn't know about the fountain, and when we saw that at Disneyland, my mind was blown. And the Walt Disney World one is still fun and great, but Disneyland's got the fountain, it's got more music, and it's just far and away better. It's got the, what, the tiki garden out front,
too. I was about to say, plus you can get a Dole Whip while you're waiting.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't fully enjoy a Dole Whip unless you're in the Tiki Room.
Yeah. I had Living with the Land on my list.
Wow. Boy. Wow, I'm pretty sure a lot of people would give you that one.
Yes. Hey, that's your freebie.
Okay.
I like Living with the Land, but it's not a... It wasn't popular when people were in there for Soarin' and they went, oh, what's that?
The first time we went on it, we had a fast pass for Soarin' that we were way too early for. And we were like, let's just kill some time. Let's go on this little, you know, boat ride. And we didn't know what it was. Got in and laughed through the entire thing. Because we were fairly certain that this could not be an actual ride.
And this has to be a joke.
There were tons of people waiting. And we were like, why?
Yeah, there was like a 15-minute wait.
Okay, so you know how you're talking about Spaceship Earth? I don't think I've ever waited maybe more than like a minute and a half to 2 minutes to get on Living with the Land.
We went through the switchbacks. We waited in the switchbacks to get on Living with the Land.
Yeah.
So I know why you didn't pick it, but why was it... And again, I don't have a problem with this attraction. I do. I've ridden it multiple times, but... Why was it on your list?
Because I love it.
Okay.
I think Living with the Land is one of the last vestiges of...
Epcot.
Learny Epcot, yeah. Where, like, go on this little ride, learn about stuff. You know? And I think it's interesting to see people working in there and to, you know, and I don't know how much of it is actually real, and Brad, don't tell me.
I was under the impression that all of it was.
Is it? Okay.
Like, all because of it was legitimate.
Yeah. And they have, you know, some interesting stuff, like they bred... I think one of the things we laughed at pretty hard, but it's actually interesting, is they were really excited to talk about how they bred tomatoes that grow on trees instead of on a vine.
And they were in the shape of Mickey.
Were they?
Yeah.
Because did they lock them into like the little plastic things or whatever so they would grow up to that shape? Yeah.
Yeah. So I really like Living with the Land. And I like that there's never a wait, and that it's something that you can just, while you're in the Land Pavilion... Just go do Living with the Land. It's a slow-moving boat attraction with a pre-recorded audio sequence from the 80s, probably.
I think that used to actually... And somebody's going to like totally bash me on Twitter for this, but I think it was like there was somebody in the boat with you at one point, and it was actually being done on the fly, and I would assume the drop in popularity had to do with let's not pay a cast member to go through their spiel for five guests.
A boring Jungle Cruise?
Yeah, that's exactly what it
is. Do you want to go on the boring... Yeah, people are definitely going to go ride it now. You just called it Boring Jungle Cruise.
No, well, if you want a good laugh, go on
If you had a skipper that would make puns about the growing tomatoes and how they farm catfish, then, I mean, it might be really good.
Well, and part of it when we went for the first time was in the little lab where they've got, like, the centrifuges going and all of that. There were people in that room who were working, you know, which just made me laugh harder because I was like, okay, are they paying these people to, like, stand there and look busy? Yeah. Or are these real, like, scientists? Like, should I be impressed? And I didn't know, so
and,
I just
and you laughed. Went, and you went, you know what? Could be a scientist. Could be an actor. I'm just going to laugh at them.
That's exactly what I did.
These are clearly actors.
Real scientists don't do science-y stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. I mean, I had Great Movie Ride on here.
Yep, had that one.
No reason I didn't pick it. I just didn't get around to
well, it. Well, okay, so, but part of the reason is because it's six things. You had to triage.
Yeah.
You couldn't take everything you wanted.
Right. So, those are my didn't do's. Claire, do you have any ones that you didn't get around to?
Yeah, I had a couple on my list. One was Toy Story Midway Mania.
Oh my gosh, that wasn't even on my list. It's, I totally
it's not on your,
it.
Like, that is,
dude,
that is like sitting right in the middle of my list right here that I'm looking at, and technically it was high enough up, it should have gotten a pick.
Brad, I cannot believe you didn't get that.
Well, okay, I just, did I not just sit there at the end of six saying you guys left me way too much stuff to pick from?
But that to me is on the level of Illuminations for you.
Eh.
Like, you are always talking about, yeah, like, but I got Toy Story Midway Mania. We went on it 12 times, and it was awesome.
No, we didn't, because we can't get 12 fast passes, and I'm not waiting that two-hour wait. So, but no, again, Mission Space, I think it was the nostalgia that pulled me in even more. But yes, I agree, Claire. Toy Story Midway Mania. So why did it just not make it high enough in your top six?
Well, the reason I didn't pick it was it's a blast. I want to go on it several times every time we're there. However, doing that over and over and over and over, like, seems like it would get a little monotonous. Just like, okay, hit these discs. Okay, shoot this balloon. You know, just over and over and over. And the other thing is, you get sore playing that game.
Okay, yeah, okay, but here's the...
Pulling the string.
But here's the thing. Two things. Number one, the monotony I get, but at the same time, I will play two dots on my phone the same level so many times.
That's so true. And,
or, you know, or now Disney, do not go download it. Disney Tsum Tsum. It's a little matching game, and it's addictive as well. Yeah, there's... So,
Brad, I love Tsum Tsums.
So there's a Tsum Tsum game. Yeah, yeah, that's it's gonna end well for you. and as far as the getting sore thing, here's a little secret. If it was in your dream park, you could ride the handicap accessible one, and one of the guns on that one has a button.
What?
It's got a button on the top. So for people who can't pull, which I think is really cool, for people who can't, you know, do the pull motion.
Yeah.
They have a button on top, and that you just tap the button, and it's like you pull on the thing. And, you know, since I, you know, go with people who end up having to use ECVs, we end up on that one. And one time I've ended up on that, and that was the best thing ever, because you can just sit there and just da 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 da. You can get
That's
a lot
cheating.
Of points with the button.
Well, and the other reason it's fun to ride is, obviously, Jeremy and I are going to ride it together. And I cannot beat him at this game. And it makes me so angry that it just motivates me to ride it again.
Yet. That's what you meant to say. I haven't beat him yet.
Yes.
Oh, man. I remember when we were there in November, we were on Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin,
mm-hmm.
and I accidentally hit one of the secret targets, and my score went up by like 30,000 right at the beginning. was so mad.
I just quit.
It's when you just throw stuff playing. At him.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's see. Another one I had on my list was Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Mm-hmm.
So did you just like totally jack what was left on my... Because, like, Toy Story was the first one that I had that I didn't pick. Then Kilimanjaro is my next one.
Oh, so sorry. That one I like because it's different every single time. And you see different parts of animal life, you know, that you didn't see the previous time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one time we went, it was, like, the giraffes were, like, surrounding our little... Jeep.
Yeah, a truck.
And that was, I mean, you could reach out and touch them, and that was just so cool to me. Because at a zoo, you can't do that. You know, and so that was just really neat. It's very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Interactive.
Interactive, but it's also just very, like, refreshing from,
yeah,
you know, everything is...
It's natural.
Yes.
It feels more real.
Yes.
Missing the Mouse does not condone reaching out at the animals on Kilimanjaro's first.
Yeah, that's a bad call on my
part. Had to sneak that in there.
So sorry.
Do not... Keep your hand, your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all times.
Man,
do not keep your arms.
No,
and
do
legs?
Them. Do keep. Keep them inside.
So we don't let people reach out and touch animals. We don't let people get off of test track. Where's the fun in this podcast?
Yeah. Just a bunch of lame-os over here.
Bunch of rule followers.
Yeah.
And the last one I had on my list was wishes. But the Christmas version.
Ooh.
From the top of the Contemporary Resort. I know it's very specific.
But that's the best place to see the Christmas one from.
Yes.
Or the Halloween, either one.
Which platform?
Ooh. Not the second one. Whichever one the second trip was.
When you go in, go to the right.
Yes. It was amazing.
The further back one, or... Wait, are you talking about left side, right side, like closer, further from the park? Are you talking
like when you walk in the door or out of the elevator and turn right to go into the California Grill? If you turn right,
yes,
and go out, I guess that would be more north facing. That one, the one that like you walk out facing Spaceship Earth. Not where you walk out and have to turn around and look at the park.
You mean when you walk out and you're facing the castle?
Space Mountain. Space Mountain. Or Space Mountain. You know. Not Spaceship Earth.
I was like, Spaceship Earth? Like, again, the other way. But...
It's like two different parks.
Well, or you can walk, exit the elevator, and I think take a left, and then take another left, and walk out on the far... So that one sits between you and the park, but not as many people go out on that one. Because everybody goes out on that one because that one goes right out from the restaurant.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know there was a third deck.
Oh, I think there's four out there because there's two going each way.
Get out of town.
Aren't there? Yeah, I know. Well, I know I've definitely been out on three of them. I don't know about the far side, back side, if I've been out on that one. But yeah, so there's a few extra ones out there.
Huh. I know last time we were there, I saw a bunch of people watching from the top of Bay Lake Tower.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, if you were staying in Bay Lake Tower, that's perfect.
Well, and part of the pull for being on top of the Contemporary Resort is that you get to eat at California Grill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never a bad thing.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that we didn't, that of everything that we were taking, it didn't include places to eat, because that would have totally screwed everything up.
Yeah.
Is that the next draft?
Because it would have been like, well, here are six places to eat. Oh, I don't have anywhere to go do anything? Yes, I do. I can go sit down and eat.
Yeah, we need to do a specific restaurant-only draft. Because, yeah, mine would have been, like, four restaurants and Streetmosphere and Fantasmic.
Oh, it'd be so boring! We might as well just be the people on WALL-E. Like... It's a theme park. It's called the Lazy Park.
Yeah.
Amen. All you're doing is sitting.
And eating.
And what's wrong with that?
I'm all over it.
I mean, day five after like being in Disney for a week. Okay. But that being your only park? I'm so sorry.
I made the Obesity Kingdom. It's ready for me.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, it wishes, again, I almost took it just to have two, but then I'm like, should you have two nighttime shows? But could you hate a place where you could go watch Illuminations and Wishes?
That would be pretty good. That's pretty good.
As long as they weren't at the same time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, well, Dream Park. So clearly they're not.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Dream Park.
You know, maybe like a 30-minute between, and basically you turn from one side to the other and you can watch the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Done and done. And nobody stands in front of you.
Yes. Sure. And nobody talks.
And there's nobody else. It's just you.
You know what? I'm okay with that.
Not creepy at all.
Is that it for you? For ones you didn't get to?
I'm going to wait and see what Brad says.
Okay, so I think there were like two other ones that legitimately had shots of making it into the... And again, when I got to number six, you know, I'm looking at Toy Story, I'm looking at Kilimanjaro, I'm looking at Mission Space, I'm looking at Jungle Cruise. Because again, that's just... So, Dream Park version always has a good skipper.
Yeah.
And if you have a good skipper on Jungle Cruise is so much fun.
See, and if we were doing Disneyland, I'd have picked it because I feel like in L.A. or in Anaheim, you have more of a chance of getting some aspiring actor from L.A. who is really going to sink their teeth into being a skipper.
I guess, but remember that Jungle Cruise, did not like it at Disneyland because I had a bad skipper. Loved it when I went to Walt Disney World because I had such a good skipper.
It's true.
So it's always hit or miss. But it also has the advantage of if you have a good skipper, as in a skipper who knows their manager's not around, you'll get a different show every time too. Because, you know, they start playing a little fast and loose with that script when they need to. And trust me, I know because I've been on enough time to know which one are the scripted ones because you hear the exact same thing.
Right.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So it's I don't know. Like I said, it was a tough decision. And then Carousel of Progress was actually
awesome.
Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. I mean, just classic Disney, and you know, I'm actually surprised by how many people still go to Carousel of Progress.
Me too.
I wish more people went, but given what everybody seems to be looking for now, it's surprising they still want to go there. But I'm glad they do because Disney hasn't shut it down yet.
I mean, that's what, 1940-something World's Fair, isn't it?
I'm not even going to try to pretend like I remember the date. But yes, it is World's Fair.
I mean, that's originated. Pre-Disneyland.
Yes. Yes, I will agree to both of those things, but I'm not giving a date because then I will be wrong and then people will make fun of me. But yeah, so
I'm sorry.
So Carousel of Progress. But again, just it's hard to pick. If we had more than six, I definitely would have made it. And then of course, let's see. Am I right that nobody picked Space Mountain?
Yeah. I was kind of shocked about that.
Yeah, so what was that?
I would have picked it in Disneyland.
That's true.
So,
and I know you've got a vendetta against it. So I knew you weren't going to.
That's right. It stole my phone, and thus it doesn't get picked.
It was the 1964 New York's World's Fair.
See,
which makes it not pre-Disney.
See, that's why I didn't commit to it.
I transposed the six and the four. Sorry.
Oh well, in editing, you will be right.
Yeah. Isn't that the 1964 World's Fair?
So yeah, but I'm still kind of surprised Space Mountain didn't make any of our picks.
Yeah, I had such a great experience at Disneyland on Space Mountain and such a poor experience at Disney World on Space Mountain that it wasn't even a contender for me.
Mm. So yeah, I mean, that pretty much covers the ones that I had that were just on the cusp of making that list. Claire, did you have anything left over that I didn't get to cover?
I mean, does the Cinderella Castle, does that count as something? Because it's not a ride. They do shows at the castle.
Yeah, there's a stage there.
You know, I mean, what category does that fall under? Because is it Disney without the castle? That's the first thing you see when you walk down Main Street. It's kind of like that emotional, like, ah, oh, there it is, like, it's real,
yeah.
You know?
Hmm. I guess all of our parks, all of our dream parks could have some kind of castle,
mm-hmm.
you know, just because that's kind of a mainstay, some sort of weenie, I should say.
Yes.
Even though I hate that word so much. You get a free weenie with your dream park.
Everybody gets a free. Well, then I'm taking Spaceship Earth. Ha ha ha.
No, you can't have that. My number one or my number three pick or whatever is inside of it. Well, how does that work?
Well, I guess you get the attraction just without anything around it.
That you're the, sucks.
You're the one who started giving them away. But yeah,
boy,
yeah.
That would be a whole different thing if you were outside. Exposed. That would be scary because that goes so. That is so high.
Yeah, yeah. The slowness would no longer be your friend because you'd be like, get me down.
Yeah.
And then you can. Hey, look, you just picked a throw ride.
Yeah. And then Dame Judi Dench comes on and says, "We're sorry, we've experienced an unexpected delay." Oh, good. I'm gonna die.
Oh, good. Let's see. Nobody picked Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Because it's not good.
I kind of hated it.
Okay, so...
Brad and I have said several times, it's half a roller coaster and half a dark ride.
Yeah.
And neither of them are great, because the whole thing feels unfinished.
Well, no. They would both, I think, be good attractions if it was all dark ride or all roller coaster, if they made one of them into a full attraction.
Right, yeah. That's what I mean. The whole thing feels unfinished because it's half a... I said that in the wrong order. It feels unfinished because it's half a dark ride and half a roller coaster. And nothing feels like a whole experience.
To us. But clearly we are in the minority because the line to that is always crazy long. So.
Right.
Yeah. That is the only ride at Disney World that I felt like I was going to fall off of. Mm-hmm. Like, I genuinely felt unsafe riding that. And I trust Disney, you know, more than any other theme park in the world. But that one, I can't do again.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah, and I think it's the cars are incredibly narrow.
Yes.
Like, and they rock, and the walls on the sides don't come up very high. And I think... all of that just lends itself to the whole not feeling like you're going to fall out on some of those big turns.
Mm-hmm.
But I had that feeling too.
I don't think I did, but my knees were so jammed into the seat in front of me that.
Yeah.
I think that was my main focus on that attraction.
Like, I kind of couldn't wait to get off of it.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then nobody picked it.
Yeah, I couldn't say anything about the Once Upon a Christmas parade?
Mm-hmm. Once Upon a Christmas Time.
That Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, because I've never seen it.
Right.
But I feel like it would be incredible.
Yeah.
And so that's why I didn't pick that one, because I haven't seen it for myself.
It's a really good parade, but I think that I would actually... I would want... And now, parade that I haven't actually seen in person. I have seen the Christmas one in person. But the one that I haven't seen in person, but I would want to see even more, is the Halloween parade.
Yeah,
because the videos of the Halloween, not so scary Halloween party parade, look mm-hmm. awesome.
Hmm. Yeah, we've not ever been to any kind of a extra ticket event like that. Well, guys, that was really fun.
Yeah, it was.
That was a good time.
I enjoyed that.
And thank you, Claire, for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you, Claire, for keeping Jeremy in line. For two whole episodes.
Of course.
When was the... I think you are our first guest in...
a long time.
Yes.
All right.
While I stall for time and look and see... back when I used to give the episodes dumb pun names.
When you didn't worry about whether or not anybody could find them.
Right. Crystal was on... so you are our first guest since September 1st, 2014.
Wow. That's awesome.
So you're welcome, listeners. Someone other than Brad and I to talk for 30 minutes or so.
Yeah, chances are we're getting booted off the podcast now, and Claire gets the podcast or something.
Someone interesting and fun.
That's right. we're gonna see the listener numbers jump for this one.
Yeah.
Finally, not those two.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. I think there are plenty of other parks and plenty of other things for us to draft, so you're welcome to come back.
All right.